This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. Very Noise on BFM 89.9.
Hello, good evening. My name is Ali Johan. This is Very Noise, BFM's exploration in the more extreme side of music. We kicked off the show there with a new track by an old band that was Between the Buried and Me, with a tune called Memory Place, which is on their new album that's coming on 10th of July. Album title is Coma Ecliptic, which is a cosmic rock opera that is the band's 7th studio album. Sees them moving further away from their hardcore roots, sounding more like their, I suppose, their influences like Queen and King Crimson. And their bassist Dan Briggs also admitted in an interview that their new sound has a stronger emphasis on melodies, it's got clean vocals, it's more progressive. But from the kind of comments that they've been getting on their YouTube videos, their fans don't really dig it since they released that single, Memory Place, a couple of months back. Although this new sound has been coming along for some time already, they've not had an album for a while. When this album was announced, the band actually exclaimed that this is their new sound. They've gone more melodic. I don't know, I'm not really a fan of Between the Buried and Me, but I'm just excited to play a new song from the upcoming album. Coma Ecliptic is what the album's going to be called. It's a concept album which tells a story that follows the wanderings of an unidentified man stuck in a coma and goes on a journey through his past lives. You know, things like that. Next track for tonight, we've got some thrash metal courtesy of Warbringer, the Californian band's fourth album, aptly titled 4, out on Century Media Records. Warbringer's been around a long time. They've also played a gig in KL once, if I remember correctly, a couple of years ago. But at this point, only the vocalist John Keeville remains as the founding member of the band over their 11 years career so far. The sound can be easily pointed back to the heavyweights of the genre, early day Slayer or Creator. But this track we're going to listen to has a bit of a nod to black metal, and this is why I have it on here. It's pretty interesting. The opening track to the album 4 by Warbringer, this is a track called Horizon, Very Noise, BFM 89.9. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9. This is Very Noise. My name is Ali Johan, exploring the more extreme side of music. You just heard a track by a band called The Shrine, a cool little number by the old school skate rock trio from Venice Beach, California. That was from The Shrine's second album, Bless Off, which pays equal tributes to Black Sabbath as it did to Black Flag. Evidently on the track there are Thin Lizzy-like riffs, Van Halen-type solos, but these guys are not mere copycats. I feel they've crafted a pretty solid album with Bless Off. It's an album that's really nice to listen to when you are driving, at least for me. I'm going to take it back to some classic hardcore now. We're going to listen to DC hardcore band Void. Comes from the seminal split record with another DC band, Faith. It's the Faith and Void split, which is one of hardcore's finest, released initially in 1982. It's been reissued a couple of times already, notably by DC's label Discord Records. It's half an hour of great 80s hardcore. If you have not heard of the Faith and Void split, just go on YouTube, it's already there. I'm pretty sure the record itself, the physical record itself, is pretty hard to track down, but if you find them, by all means, go for it. Here's Void from Washington DC with a track called Who Are You? Very Noise, BFM 89.9. We'll be right back. This is Very Noise on BFM 89.9, and that was a band from Boston, Massachusetts, Coward, with a track called Desperate. A hardcore band with a D-beat touch. I think Coward's first released a demo in 2012 and have already produced 2 7-inch records since then. That track, Desperate, is the title track of their 2014 7-inch record. As you could hear from the sounds of Coward, I think it would appeal to fans of Doom and Disrupt and even UK82. So if you've been following the show recently, I think I've been playing a lot of thrash metal. I don't know why I've been into 80s thrash with ripping solos. And here's another one, Colorado thrash metal band called Havoc, H-A-V-O-K. It comes from their album Unnatural Selection, and Havoc play the classic 80s sound. That's a mix of DRI, Exodus, Cryptic Slaughter, bits of Slayer and even early Metallica. But they're a young band playing this old sound, definitely a throwback sound by these guys. They don't do anything new to the sound, but it's a fun listen nonetheless. There's no way you could top Slayer's Rain in Blood or Metallica's Justice for All. You just don't. But tracks like this one are still headbang worthy. So this is Havoc with Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death on Very Noise BFM Another young band with an old sound, that was Death Hammer with a track called Warriors of Evil. From their third album, Evil Power, released just recently on the 30th of June on Hell's Headbanger Records. Death Hammer, what else can I say? They're two guys playing this massive 80s thrash metal, speed metal, evil sound that you heard there with the track. An electrifying record with the third one, Evil Power, that is sure to make the headbangers really happy. The vocalists have got a killer screech, and he does so at every given opportunity. What I like about Death Hammer's album is the very 80s sounding production style that adds on to the vibe. The drums buried somewhere in the back, you know, it's very hollow. The guitar solos come at you like evil thrash metal albums of the past. Interesting revisit to this classic sound. I highly recommend Death Hammer's album Evil Power if you like your metal dirty and old school. Okay, next up we have stoner rock band Fu Manchu, who are out with their first album in 5 years. And you know, like any good stoner rock album, the drums on this one are booming, the guitars are fuzzy, the bass line rumbles very lowly as well. Gigantoid is the title of Fu Manchu's new album. And evidently, these guys are not really interested in reinventing the wheel. Again, this is another band that revisits a sound that they're comfortable with. Nothing wrong with that, I feel, because if you do it well, it's still very, very entertaining. And if mid-tempo jams are your thing, here's a cut from Fu Manchu's new album, Gigantoid. This is a track called Anxiety Reducer on Very Noise, BFM 89.9.
Anxiety reducer, no one else
That was Fu Manchu, stoner rock band from California, with Anxiety Reducer, a track taken off their new album Gigantoid. Down to my last track for tonight. This is a new discovery for me. Earlier on we played a speed metal, thrash metal two-piece band from Norway called Death Hammer, and this is another two-piece band that plays blackened death metal. They're a band from Switzerland called Bolzer. I don't know if it's a thing in Europe with two-piece bands right now, but Bolzer really, really rips, and it's a great new discovery for me at least. This track that I'm going to play out with comes from their debut EP Aura, which had three songs totaling up to about 25 minutes. A really strong record that's surrounded by hype, and I think it's equally justified the attention it got with their uncompromising live shows. Bolzer adds something totally interesting to a genre like death metal, and that's made their music really, really compelling to check out. But before I go, a quick reminder, if you missed any part of this show, you can listen to the podcast at www.bfm.my. I've been Ali Johan, this is Very Noise. Playing us out is Bolzer with Entrance by Wolf's Hook. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.